Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Hold the infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Oh, yes.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
All I can think of when I hear Daddy just nail Silent Night.
You almost got me, Jay.
Is the
great job.
World War One Christmas truce on the Western Front. Doesn't it take you there to the trenches?
Yes.
Right.
As we all put down our guns and celebrated.
Little Bing Crosby returned from the war.
Christmas. All right, it's Ticket White Elephant, and we head into our final hour, ladies and gentlemen. We have made it all the way till 9 a.m., and still to come this hour, we have both a Matt's Corner at 9:15, and we have Sean, I believe, catching us up on the 2023 Word of the Year, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
However, right now, I often get this in real life, and I thought I would bring it to one of my segments, which is basically allowing the world to see my better half in a segment in terms of the lovely lady who I dated all the way from high school. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the one girl that I've kissed in the entire world, it is my wife, Sally. And she is occasionally featured on the station. And, you know, all the time people are like, man, you love sports to a unhealthy level, Bob. Does your wife feel the same way? And there's only really one way to express that, and that is to allow her to sort of show her own sports chops, you know, and just kind of let people know how into the DFW sports scene that she really is. We also invited anyone with their significant other, and Matt stepped forward, because I don't know if you guys know this, but Mr. McLaren here is about to be wed.
That is correct.
He's betrothed.
He is betrothed.
Yes, I'm an engaged man, and we're getting married next April.
He will go off the market on draft weekend. That's which right. Is the most strategically placed wedding in ticket history.
Pretty genius.
So well
thank
done
you
on that front.
I appreciate that.
But the name of the game here, ladies and gentlemen, is to basically, and this is something that happened, I think, in 2016, maybe on Bad Radio, which was just kind of see how into it by the most basic quiz of, can you name a Maverick? Can you name a Cowboy? I believe last time we did this, my wife offered up Dez Prescott as the Cowboys quarterback. And we gave her at least a half point. But it's time to check in 2023, and I believe we will start with my lovely wife. And the question was, can you name a Maverick?
Name your favorite or any Dallas Mavericks, current Dallas Mavericks.
Current?
Yes. Currently on the team.
Makiki Mutombo. That really tall guy.
Makiki Mutombo?
He took Dirk's place.
Okay. Let's stop there for a second. Makiki Mutombo.
Took Dirk's place.
The tall guy.
Fantastic.
I want to tell you. Huh. I don't know what just happened. When she said
oh my
the name Makiki.
How did she come up with Mutombo?
I don't know.
Was she thinking of Kiki Vanderway?
There's no way she was thinking of Kiki Vanderway. She's never heard that name, I bet.
No, she was clearly thinking of Dikembe Mutombo and just messed up the first name. But how did she come up with Dikembe Mutombo?
I don't know. Who can say?
She just...
It's weird. Like I will be watching basketball, wow. And she will be in the basic vicinity, but she is okay. Not watching it. And to generate the name Makiki Mutombo really threw me for a loop.
And she continues.
A tall guy that took Dirk's place.
Oh, wait,
place.
No, that's not his name. Hang on a minute.
What kind of name is Makiki?
I don't know. You know who I'm thinking of. I guess I don't know. I don't know any of them.
And Mutombo.
Yes.
On the Mavericks.
Yes.
Okay, I don't think there's a Mutombo or a Makiki on the Mavericks.
Okay. I failed. Next question.
No Maverick? Not even the super famous one?
That's who I'm thinking of. The tall one.
He's like 6'8".
Yes.
That's not very tall for a basketball player, right?
No, hon, that's really tall, but I don't know his name. Can you give me his initials?
LD.
Luka? Devonkic.
Devonkic?
Devonkic?
You're getting warmer.
Babe, I don't know. This is awful.
Okay.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that was Sally's effort at naming a Maverick.
Okay.
Let's head over to, it's Molly, right?
It is Molly.
Okay.
Yes,
let's
my lady.
Let's see what Matt's fiance might have on this topic.
Okay. How many Dallas Mavericks can you name?
Oh,
that is not the name of a player.
Luka Doncic.
Okay, that's one. Can you name any more Dallas Mavericks?
That's a good question. I don't know.
So I'm going to go with just one.
Well,
Luka Doncic, the Dallas Maverick.
One.
Yeah, she wins.
Yeah. No, like after many minutes later, she goes, oh, Kristaps Porzingis.
Wow.
And that okay. was like 10 minutes after we were done doing this. And I was like, okay.
It's pronounced Makiki.
But yes,
Kiki Mutombo.
But I had obviously stopped recording because I wasn't expecting such a late.
Yes, no, that's right. When you stop recording, they just blurt something out that they found in the far reaches of the brain. DJ, where should we go next?
Let's move on to the Rangers.
Okay, let's do Rangers. This will go well.
They just won the World Series. Who are some of your favorite Texas Rangers?
Just stop,
Eddie. Can you name a Texas Ranger?
No, I can't. But I did watch a game or two.
Yes.
And they were great.
But no names.
I can't. I don't know.
She's okay. Very busy. A lot going on in life. Some great causes. Some great things she's passionate about.
I'm starting to feel very proud here.
But not Ranger baseball. Let's now head over to Molly and see what she's got.
Okay, so we've done... What did we do? We did Mavs, we did Stars, we did Cowboys. How many Texas Rangers, how many world champion Texas Rangers can you name? I literally made you watch almost all the playoff games.
I don't know if I can name one, honestly. I have no idea.
Come on, one guy.
Oh, yeah, Corey Seager.
There you go.
I literally went to the f***ing parade.
She likes cussing.
Yeah, she sounds great. She went to the effing parade, so she knows Corey Seager. I love it. Cowboys?
All right. Current Dallas Cowboys, go.
Dak Prescott.
Yes.
I think that's all.
Last time you called him Des Prescott.
Oh, God. I know, I've learned. It's Dak Prescott and...
You got a really good, maybe great defensive player, maybe best in the NFL.
Oh, give me his initials.
MP.
Again, can you like give me a first name? Babe, I'm sorry.
Micah.
Huh?
Micah?
Oh, Micah Parsons.
Nice.
Oh, okay, okay. Two. That's
Marshall?
Two.
Okay. You done with Cowboys? Any others you want to name?
No.
CD
Helm? I don't know. No. I don't know.
CD Lamb.
Oh, CD Lamb. Okay.
But
okay.
We can't give you that one.
Okay.
Okay. Very sketchy. 1.5 maybe at best. Yeah.
Aren't you kind of waiting for her to blurt out Terrence Steele or somebody like that? Like an odd one?
It would make me very happy if she knew Brian Anger.
Osa Odigizua. Yeah.
She specializes in punters. Okay. So let's head over to Molly.
Okay, how many Dallas Cowboys can you name?
Dak.
That's one. You got one. All right. So, Dak. Come on. You can name another one.
I don't know. I'm being put on the spot. What?
Okay, one Dallas Cowboy.
By the way, until further notice, Twiggy is the world champion at this. I've seen Donovan's wife reel off like 15 cowboys.
Impressive.
Wow.
Yeah. She's very good at this game.
She had no clue anybody outside of Dak.
I'm surprised Molly didn't say Dak Blanken Prescott.
I wish she had.
Let's cycle through the stars real fast.
And then finally, Dallas Stars. Okay, now you go to several games a year. Who are some of your favorite Dallas Stars?
Jamie Benn.
That's one.
Tyler Seguin.
That's two.
Oh, Jamie Benn's brother. Or he got traded.
He got traded.
Oh.
If you gave me his first name, though, I'd probably give it to you.
Jamie Benn. No, I can't.
Okay.
I'm done.
All right. Is that it?
She just seemed exhausted after these four questions. Just like it was like
too much.
SATs or just something really, really difficult and cumbersome. Molly, what do you got on the stars?
All right. Let's try an easier one. How many Dallas Stars can you name?
Okay, well, I know a lot of those. There's Miro Heiskanen, Jamie Benn, Ott.
Okay, that'll count. Ottinger, the goalie.
Yeah. Wait. I know more. I don't know. Oh, Roope Hintz.
Okay. Yep, that's one. Jeez. Random.
I know more than that, too. I just can't think of their names. So that's it, I guess.
All right, so four Dallas Stars.
Not bad.
That's pretty really good. Well done.
Dude. Man, she threw out hints, and I was like, man, well, of all
to cross the,
names, the
Atlantic to Miro and Roope is just top shelf.
Yeah. Sport.
She could maybe host our Stars postgame show.
Molly and Bruce?
Yeah.
Sorry, Owen.
Yeah. You're being replaced.
Where do you want to go next, DJ? You want to do these tiebreakers?
Yeah, tiebreakers.
Not that we need them, because Molly won in a route, it appears. Who is Taylor Swift dating?
Who's dating Taylor Swift?
Babe, I seriously think I have dementia. I don't remember. I don't know.
All right. Do you have any Christmas wishes for the P1s?
Merry Christmas, and I hope everybody's healthy and happy and spread lots of cheer.
There you go.
There. It's lovely.
Yeah.
So, Molly, what can you do on this front?
I basically just asked her how many Taylor Swift songs she could name.
Oh, okay. Okay. So she would know Kelsey, you think?
Well, I didn't ask her.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. 100% doesn't matter. She would
know. And then finally, I will wrap it up. How many Taylor Swift songs can you name?
I mean, an endless amount. How many do you need?
Could you name 20 Taylor Swift songs?
Yes.
Easily off the top of your head.
Yeah. Do I have to name them all?
Just go. Start naming a few.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's a million. Seriously?
So you can name two out of a million.
No, I'm just like, this is going to take forever.
We got time.
Oh, my God. Red, Clean, Shake It Off, Lover, Love Story, New Year's Day. Okay. I forgot that you existed.
All right, we get it.
He does not. Well, I
get tired of that real quick.
I'm going to have to give the win to Molly.
Yeah. All right.
Well done. Nice meeting her on this fine quiz day. And
well done.
I think Sally did about as well as she did in 2016 when we did it the first time.
Fantastic.
So there you go. What do our wives know about sports? 2023.